FM 90.3 WJTL bringing you Third Day with a Revival. Brandon Heath, see me through it. Good morning to you. It's 7:04.
Good morning. Did you know that you can take WJTL with you wherever you go? I mean, you can always find us at 90.3 on your FM dial, but you can also find us online at WJTL.com through the WJTL app and your smart speaker or device. Plus, you can keep up with us on Facebook, Instagram for the latest contests and other fun WJTL Christ Community music.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Tim Strausers. Here's Tim is here with Promise Players. Good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Fred. How
Always
are you?
Great to have you here. Anybody want to give a shout out to?
Shout out to my wife, Rose, and my children. I have three children, but also especially to my grandson, Judah, in Virginia.
Very cool. And we were just talking about our moms are in their 90s.
Yes.
Both still going strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably have green stamps in some room of their house somewhere.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
We're being educated over here about all these things.
Being able to get stuff the next day. Ordering, that didn't happen back then.
It did not happen back then. Tell us all about Promise Players.
Well, the Promise Players is in their 29th year.
Amazing.
Yeah, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
In 1995 by Doreen Creighton, who was our executive director for a number of years. She just retired a couple of years ago from that position. And so it was her vision that brought that to fruition. And we're grateful for that. And so what we end up doing is we have a play in the fall and a musical in the spring. And then we, two things that I love about it is that it brings the story of Christ, the love of Christ. But also that we provide the donations that people give to come to the play, go to a beneficiary that we choose of a ministry or charity within the community.
And you guys have raised a lot of money over the years.
Yeah, over $250,000.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it's been a blessing to be able to give that money to people that need that, their organizations.
I know when WJTL was the organization that you guys tagged, that it tied in with the show, because that show was about radio. How about this year? How's it work with this year?
Yeah. This year is Impact Missions, which is outside of Washington Borough here in Lancaster County.
Yeah.
And they help with needs that people have with buildings, with their homes, possibly like a new kitchen or remodel of some sort.
Yeah.
So that is where this is based in 1930 in the eastern part of Tennessee, up in the mountains, in the Smoky Mountains. And so there's the person, her name is Sarah May and her kinfolk. She is very much about, you'll hear that throughout the play, about how much they're concerned for the needs of their community, and how her mom was very much about going out into the community and helping as well as her. So we thought that was appropriate to have something that would help the community.
I love how that ties in together. Tell us about Sarah May. Give us a little bit more info about it.
Yeah, like I said, Sarah May and her kinfolk is the name of the musical. It's based in 1930 in eastern Tennessee. It is a family reunion. Of people coming back to the old home place that's up in the mountains, an old cabin. And so there's people coming from North Carolina and Tennessee and South Carolina, things like that. And as you know, with reunions, you have all different characters in your family.
Amen to that.
So there's different characters there, but it's really... It just a neat opportunity for people to see like how the family is reminiscing about family memories and things that have happened in the community, some that were good, some that weren't that great, but also talking about throughout the time, as I remember with my reunions, particularly I had an Uncle Ray that was a pastor, and he and his wife EJ would always bring singing into the reunion.
Yeah.
And so this is singing, singing hymns and gospel music. So if you love that, you'll be in heaven hearing that music. And so there's a older man that I actually play. He's a 93-year-old man, Uncle Bruce, and he is a very embittered man. A lot of things happened to him when he was younger, so he doesn't want to hear anything about God.
This is not typecasting, folks, at all. I mean, that's kind of the opposite of you, Tim.
Well, I appreciate that. He is a very nasty man, really. He's not very, very happy about things that are happening or happened in his life. So anytime they start singing or, excuse me, have talk about God, he just doesn't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
But something happens to him toward the end. And okay. So you have to find, you have to come and find out what happens to Uncle Bruce at the end.
So tell us when the show is happening.
It is happening, excuse me, on March 7th through March 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and then the following weekend, the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are at 7:30. The Saturday performances are at, we have a matinee performance at 2:30. And then on Sundays, very important, this one's a little bit different. It's at 4:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we had some advertising that went out that said 5 o'clock. Oh. And that is not correct.
Yeah.
you want to get there before 4:30 to see the performances.
And they're all happening in Lampeter Church of the Brethren on Lampeter Road there.
Correct.
And they could just show up, or they need tickets ahead of time?
Well, it's best to get tickets ahead of time, and you can go online onto the website there at the church. That's promiseplayers.org. I have to read that off for you. But when you go on there, you can go into, it's a new, we used to use a different website, but now it's Ticketailer. You go on that and you can reserve your seat. It's not reserving a specific seat, but it reserves a space. And I would recommend you do that. Usually this play fills up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We've mm-hmm. done it in the past. And so it's good to make reservations.
So go to Lampeter Church of the Brethren's website, lampcob.com/promiseplayers.
Correct.
Is the
correct.
Way you can get there.
Right.
And then they'll find the link there.
Right. Yeah. Yes, correct.
So that's coming up in March. All the details are there at the website. Once again, go to lampcob.com/promiseplayers. We're going to talk more with Tim coming up. We'll find out about the show and get more details. So stick around for that. Aaron Shoes, Central Live, more music too.